You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for another edition of the Ask Mace Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on Soldier Field in Chicago for this week's edition. And let's waste no time. Let's get started with a question about DeMarcus Walker. This one from Jose Barrero. I do not pretend to know more than the coaching staff, but isn't it counterproductive to have DeMarcus Walker play outside the linebacker when he excelled as a defensive end in college? Isn't this a case of opening one hole to fill another? Well, not exactly. For starters, let's look at what the Broncos intended for DeMarcus Walker to be when they drafted him. And Vance mentioned this. He said during training camp that when they looked at DeMarcus Walker, they looked at him as not just a 3-4 defensive end, but also an outside linebacker. But they weren't looking at him making that transition to playing outside linebacker, at least from time to time, for a little while. The injuries to Shane Ray and Shaquille Barrett simply accelerated that process, but that they looked at him as a hybrid-type player all along. Frankly, I think this only helps him because now you're talking about somebody who could have an every-down use, especially if he can learn how to handle coverage as an outside linebacker. And the Broncos, even with Ray and Barrett and when they available and when they get healthy, they could use another outside linebacker. They could use another edge rusher. He can provide that role, and he can get on the field more by being able to be an outside linebacker in addition to being a defensive end. I don't think it hurts him, and I think you could still see him at an interior role eventually. But right now, it gets him on the field sooner. And then, maybe a year from now, you're talking about him being a player who can handle interior work, work on the outside, and maybe ends up playing 65 to 70% of the snaps in a hybrid role. Another question about the 2017 rookie class. This one from Heath Ford. Whatever happened to Chad Kelly? Just wondering what he might see, what he brings to the table. Well, with Chad Kelly, it's status quo for now. The seventh round pick, still on the non-football injury list. He has the wrist injury he suffered when he was working out leading up to his pro day. He had the ACL injury he suffered at Mississippi last year, so he's being brought along slowly. You have the three quarterbacks, of course, Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, and Kyle Sloter. Sloter's gotten plenty of work with a third team. He's being brought along as well. I think with Chad Kelly, you're basically looking at this as being a redshirt year. What form that takes on, whether it's injured reserve or pup list or practice squad, we don't yet know what that's going to be. It depends on how he continues to recover. But with Chad Kelly, I think you're looking at 2018 and what he could bring then and seeing where he is. He's making progress, but don't hold your breath for 2017. Just let him recover, let him learn the system, let him continue his rehab, and then let's find out where he is next year. That's going to be key for him. Thanks for the questions, and if you want to join us on next week's mailbag, which of course will be from the San Francisco Bay Area, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, Matt Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Listen to me every day, every weekday at least, from 3 to 7 on Orange and Blue 760. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.